called A Hedge of Roses, written by Dr. Lamb, and that when you saw the flyers for the OMU, you caught the connection between Dr. Lamb's talk and the title of this book. If you haven't read this book, A Hedge of Roses, you should acquire it and read it. I think that, as I said before, it's a wonderful example of Judaism's ability to take the physical and raise it to the sublime, to take the mundane and to sanctify it. Dr. Lamb, if I can just introduce you by reading a small part of the foreword that you wrote to this book. This work is an attempt to present in a manner meaningful to the modern Jew and Jewess a Jewish institution that is as sacred as it is ancient, as precious as it is unknown, and as vital as it is misunderstood. Hopefully this tract will contribute in some small measure both to the preservation of a Jewish precept that ranks amongst the noblest in all of Judaism, and to the stability and happiness of the Jewish home. Many, many Jews through the United States and throughout the world have found great meaning in this book, and it has led them to a further understanding of Judaism's appreciation of human sexuality and sanctification of human sexuality, and ultimately led them to a closer, more punctilious observance of Torah Tamishpacha. It's my pleasure to introduce Nasiv the Rosh HaYeshiva, Harav Nachum Lamb.
Thank you, Rabbi Israel, for the Rosh HaYeshiva and the Menahel of the Yeshiva and Tamidim. It's a pleasure to greet you. I must tell you that Hedge of Roses was the first book I wrote, and I learned a lesson from it, because one Anglo-Jewish newspaper had a review of the book, and their criticism was, the English is too good. I'm not going to tell you which newspaper it was. Use your imagination. Pardon? Yeah, so what happened afterwards, I learned my lesson, I tried to lower it, as now it's been called dumbing it down. But actually, I'm not going to speak about Hilchos Neder. And that's, if you want to read the book, you can buy it. I don't get any profit from it anyway, but except that it's a mitzvah. But it's interesting where it comes from. It's from Medrash Shir HaShirim on the Pasuk that Shlomo says, Sugar B'Shoshanim, which means hedged around with roses. So in really in remarkable language, it's very, very precious. The Medrash says as follows, Sugar B'Shoshanim, Elu Divrei Torah Shehim Lakim K'Shoshanim. They are delicate as roses. Kama mitzvos v'diktu kim yesh b'toras kohanim. Kama kalim v'chamurim, pigulim v'noisore yesh b'toras kohanim. Omar Ablevi, benoach sheba'olam, odam lo se isha man gets married, ben lamed shana, ben mem shana. This is a different society now. Don't let it, you don't have to wait till you're 30 or 40. Ben lamed shana, don't any of you have to smile? Okay. Ben lamed shana, ben mem shana, Mishemotzi Yitzhiyosav, when he finishes his day's work, Bol Zakekla comes back to his wife, and V'hiyo Medeslo, sorry, Kishoshana Aduma, no Isi. I saw a small red rose. And what happens? Poresh Mimena Miyad. Immediately is Poresh Mimena. So the Medesh says in moving language, Mi Goram Lo Shalo Yekarav Lo. Is a Kosel Barzo Yesh Beinahem. There is a mudbazel benehem. Is a nochesh de shachay. Is a akrab akotzai shelo yikravla. And the answer is, there's no policeman, there's no snake, and no scorpion, and no mechitzas bazel. Divrei Torah sherachin kishoshana shenamar ve'il isha benidosa lo sikrav. So Medesh understands that the whole area of sex and sexuality plays a major role that requires, above all, tremendous emunah, a tremendous yirat shemayim, and tremendous sensitivity. I've called the Rabbi Israel invited me to give this talk today. He said, let's call it the Hedge of Roses. I said, no, that would be confusing. Let's call it Hedges, Roses, and Thorns. Because in the Jewish tradition, in the Jewish view of sexuality, there are hedges. Ad kan and no further. There are roses because it's a positive attitude towards sexuality. I'll come back to it in a moment. And thorns because simply to live by the sex code of the Torah is not always easy. It often is very difficult. When I say that it's a positive attitude towards human sexuality, really in distinction to early Christianity, in which there was no mitzvah to get married, but it was, what did he say, Paul? It's better to marry than to burn. He means than to burn in hell. So it was a concession. Whereas, we have a bichas eres nashikirishon besoiser tzivanu al ha'arayos. What does that mean? Does it mean that we were commanded the isa'arayos? No, because you don't make a bracha on a lav. You know the esesa that has. You don't go along the street and see a person you don't like and say hashikirishon besoiser tzivanu le'siyatzach. You don't make a bracha on something positive. Chassam Sefer says when we make a bracha al ha'arayos, it means you bless Hakadosh Baruch Hu for giving us the urge, which can be beautiful, because of which we are all here, and to do it only in the way that is permissible. And again, you repeat the Kaddish Am Yisrael Yadichut of the Kiddushin. So the positive attitude, I think, is something that goes without saying. I want to divide my talk into three parts. I want to speak about Hirhurei Aveira. I'll explain what I mean. I want to speak about those presumptions and sometimes forms of conduct that you find in Chazal that are difficult to live by and questionable, and I'll explain that too, don't get the impression yet. And finally, what I prefer to call the ethics and etiquette of sex according to Chazal. First of all, Hidhurim. Our Mesorah is aware, keenly aware, of the predominance of the sex urge. And, of course, the effort to control it. To control it is a sign of heroism. How do I know? How do I know? Ezel gibar ha-kovesh yisro, prezi de-esahara. So it's an act of gvura to control it. And it's an act of gvura or heroism that we are called upon at all times to exercise. When I say they're aware of the predominance of the sex urge, Gemara and Baba Basra, towards the end, the Kuf Samar Dabba says there are three things you cannot get rid of them. You're tested every day, and maybe many times a day. Hirhurei Aveira, the Iyun Tfila, the Avak Lashon Hara. Mela Avak Lashon Hara, you know what it means, Iyun Tfila. I don't want to go into it, it's a long, long problem of what Iyun Tfila is. Chazal had ambivalent statements about Iyun Tfila. But Hirhurei Aveira means not the Aveira to smoke on Shabbos, it means Hirhurei Aveira of B.S. Asuras. So everyone is tempted every day. I must tell you, I recently saw someone quoting the president of Harvard in the 1920s, the famous president Charles Wilson Eliot, when he greeted, when he spoke at the orientation of new students, he said something to the following effect. You are all here because of Harvard's reputation. So let me tell you what our goals are for you. A Harvard education is constructed so as to reduce from 90% to 70% the time you spend thinking about sex. You think about it, it's true. It's true. Hidhudeya Sedeshin says, Hidhudeya Veda, Koshami Bitla Mitzvah, that why is it, it's even more important than a mitzvah? Then the bitl of a mitzvah, because even if you say that you're not allowed to sell a sefer Torah because of the mitzvah of le'aret le'erev al tanach yodcha, but you can sell a sefer Torah and get married with the money, if that will save you from hirurei avera. So you see, it's a very prominent and very serious statement by Chazal. However, a contemporary, not today, but the contemporary recent, that Rav Rashi Yerushalayim, or Hesh Pesach Frank, or the Har Tzvi, says that the reason, because it's very difficult to understand, where do you have idea that if I have in mind to kill somebody, but I don't. I mean, do I say that the thought of killing them is worse than killing them? I mean, if I have in mind I would like to eat a ham sandwich, but I don't. Do you say that the thought of eating it is worse than eating it? I mean, it doesn't fit in with the emphasis in Jewish law and halacha on the pragmatics of it and the practical thing. So it's a difficult thing to understand. So the Hesh Pesach Frank says that it means that the Hirhar Aveira is more difficult than the Aveira only if it leads to the Aveira. But if you have the Hirhar Aveira and you don't carry it out, you don't express it in any way, then it's not as bad as the Aveira itself. But if the hero leads to Aveira, then Igloi Milsa L'Mafreya, then it goes backwards, and then the hero itself becomes worse, because if not for that hero, there would never be a Maisa. If not for the hero, there never would be a Maisa. In other areas, you can have a hero, but it doesn't lead to anything. Here, you can have a Maisa Aveira without much great hero about it. Someone walks out, he feels that it's Shabbos, and he just feels the need for a smoke, he puts his hand in his pocket, takes out a cigarette and smokes. No great preparation. But you can't have an Aveira, an Arayas, without having a Hidur first. And Kishri Yalala does. You have to have Hidur first. Now let me continue and try to explain the idea of Hidur Aveira. Hidur not Arayas, Aveira here always means Arayas. Is Kosher me Aveira? In a halakhic way. The Maharal on Kedushin and Kedusha Avedis asks a very simple kasha. The Gemara says in Kedushin that Machshava Tova HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mitzayef HaLemaisa. Machshava Ra Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mitzayef HaLemaisa. But if you say that a Machshava Ra is not Mitzayef HaLemaisa, that's in direct contradiction to Hirar Aveira Kosher Me'Aveira. Because Hirar Aveira Kosher Me'Aveira means that it's like an Aveira, it's even more than an Aveira. It doesn't seclude this, it doesn't resonate, it doesn't carry out the Gemara and condition about Machshav Adol HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ein HaMitzayef HaLemaisa. I'd like to say as follows. It's something that I gave in the Shiur many years ago and published in one of our publications here. The Gemara says in Kedushin, that Mem Tes, the Gemara talks about Kedushin al Tanai. Areat Mekadeshes li Amanash Shani Osher, Amanash Shani Gibor, Ameshi, whatever it may be, many different things, Amanash Shani Chokham. Then the Gemara says, two cases. A man says to a woman, Areat Mekadeshes li Amanash Shani Tzadik. Is she Mekadeshes or not? What happens if he's a Rosh Gomer? He's a Rosh Gomer. And he says, "I'm not shani tzaddik." Is she mekadeshes? The answer Gemara says mekadeshes. Actually, it means mekadeshes be suffik, but it's enough there to be a suffik kedushin. Harayat mekadeshesli, I'm not shani tzaddik. Atol erosh or gomer mekadeshes. Why? Shema hirher b'tshuva. It may have had a moment of saying, "Then maybe this is not the right way to live." Because of that moment, he already is enough of a tzaddik that it should be mekadeshes. Conversely, Omer Amanasha Ani Rasha, I feel it's Sadiq Gomer, Mekadeshes. Why? Shema Hira Bedvar Akum, Bedvar Ave Dezar. He may have had an idolatrous thought that came into his head. So, you have here a case where the Machshava plays a major role. Question. Let's take Amanasha Ani Sadiq, so we say that, Mekadeshes, why? B'shema hirer b'tshuva. That means, and it's appropriate to speak of tshuva now in the Aseres Yemei HaTshuva, that means that tshuva can be acquired through mere mentation, through fair thinking, hirer b'tshuva. A hirer b'tshuva alone is enough. So tell me, what are the darkei ha'tshuva that the Rambam mentions? There has to be charata, azivas hacheid, vidui, kabbalah al haba. What happened to all this? I mean, would we dispense with it? And why should we have to go through all this if you can just simply have a fleeting thought that maybe it's wrong to be a chote? So that is a major problem. So I tried to answer it in the style and following a chiluk, that a very important thing that the Rav made many times. For instance, He says that the difference between Kiyam HaMitzvah and Maisa HaMitzvah, Torah HaMitzvah, for instance, in Tefillah. The Kiyam HaMitzvah, the substance, the value, the ultimate goal of the mitzvah is Amidah Lefnei Hashem. What is the Maisa Mitzvah? You daven first, you have Shevach, and then you have Bakosha, then you have Hatoda, Hadoya, and then you have three times, three times a day, you stand in a certain direction, a certain posture, a certain, all the various halachas of Tefillah. So the Kiyam HaTefillah is in the awareness that you stand before the Shekhinah. The Maisa HaMitzvah is the Siddur, with all that goes along with it. Or take Avelis. In Avelis, there are many halachas. Many halachas. All of the third take of Mary Cotton is devoted to the halachas of Avelis. Yet what is the essence of Avelis? Is Kiyam Shabbat, or the Ramban calls Aminu Shabbat. The emotional experience. So the emotional experience is the Kiyam of Avelis, and the various halachas of Shiva and Shloshim and Yish and Beis Chodesh, that is the Maisa HaMitzvah. What I'd like to say is that the same thing holds true for a Kiyam Tshuva. A Menashe Ani Tzadik is Afilo Rosh HaGomer Mekodesh Hashem Mehira B'Tshuva means the Mekayim the Mitzvah of Tshuva? No. The Mekayim, is there a Kiyam of Tshuva? Yes. Because what does tshuva mean ultimately? It's something that is within. It's not the actions that you do. The essence of it, the tochen of it, the mahut of it is what's in you. Therefore, if he is mahara b'tshuva, that one hero was a kiyam of tshuva. Does it mean he can be called, he was mekayim the mitzvah of here? No. He's not mekayim the mitzvah. What then? He is called a baal tshuva. The hero alone, the kiyam HaMitzvah gives him a status. It's like a shem of Baal Tshuva. Even though he was not Mekayim the Mitzvah, and he still has to go through all the various stages that I've outlined before that are well known in Halacha. Similarly, therefore, when we have here, this man said to the woman, he's a Rosh HaGomer, and he says, Al Menashe Ani Tzadik, Mekodesh Hashem Behira B'Tshuva, because what is he saying? What is Kedushin? It's a Kinyan, which means an agreement for which you have to have Das. What does Das mean? Not that you have to be a Goy Merlim. It's a common standard. So if a person said, I'm Nasha Ani Tzadik, and you are afraid he may be, if he was Mahara B'Tshuva, that moment he becomes in the category of a Baal Tshuva, and he was right. So he said, I'm Nasha Ani Tzadik, he's a Tzadik. Does it mean that you can trust him with your bank account or anything else? No. He hasn't gone through the mitzvah yet, but he's a Baal Tshuva. And then you take the same thing in reverse. Amanashani Rasha, Atala Sada Gama, is Mikadesh's why? Shema Hira Bidvar Akum. Now, how do you look at the reverse? But just as what the Rav says, with regard to mitzvahs, there's a Kima mitzvah and there's a Maisa mitzvah, same thing is true of Averis. The same thing is true of Averis. There is a Kiyam of Avera, and there is a Maisa Avera. The Kiyam Avera means the inner experience of wanting to do it, of planning to do the Avera, and then the Maisa Mitzvah is doing it. The Maisa Avera is doing it. Are you punished for the Kiyam? No. Because if we are punished for anything thought of an Avera, we would all be in very great trouble all the time. No, but you are an Avayim if you have that Avera. So therefore, Hira Avera, Kashmi Avera means that when it comes to all other Averas, then you can divide them, and the Kiyam is not as bad as the, not punishable, as is the Maisa Avera. Are you following? But when it comes to Hira, since you cannot have a Maisa Avera without the Hira, when it comes to Arayas, in Kishuel of the Das, it just doesn't happen all of a sudden, unless there's a background to it, either a specific thought or a constant involvement in these areas. In sexuality. So therefore, in this case, it is, and same thing is with Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah, in this case, is more similar to Arayas than it is to Chil Shabbos. Why? Chil Shabbos, Achil Tarfus, you pick something up, you eat it, or you do it. There's no great preparation. But to change religions, you don't do because it just happened for no reason. There's a background to it. There's thought that goes into it. You're rebelling, whatever it may be. So here again, in these cases, we can say here, just as we say with regard to Arayas, that Hiraraveda, Kashamayaveda, the same thing is true to some extent in Hiraraveda Zara. The main thing is, when it comes to Arayas, we now understand why Hiraraveda, Kashamayaveda. Not that it's better to do it, but if you're going to do the Kiyam, and then that will lead very well to the Maisaveda, and that's why it is the absolute prerequisite for Avera, and that's why Kashamayaveda. Okay, now let me talk now about another problem. There's some things, like Chazal said, that are noticeable in our lives by their absence. You know, the Vilna Gaon once said, that the term Nes Mitzvah refers not only to an abandoned corpse which no one claims, but to mitzvahs that died because no one practices them. You know, you go back in Jewish history, I don't recall exactly, I know one of the Gaonim, the Kuras HaGaonim, had a shayla of a person who wrote to him saying, I understand that the mitzvah of tefillin is reserved for Rabbanim only. Sounds like a modern congregation. But laymen don't have to do the mitzvah of tefillin. If I'm not mistaken, I'm not sure about this, I think that Rabbi Natan simply had a shayla with regard to mezuzah. Am I right, Jeremy? Huh? But film is out there, yes, but I think also when we got the mezuzah. So it's a nice mitzvah. Certain things just, for no good reason, maybe for good reason, but certainly not for a logic reasoning, were abandoned and sometimes resurrected and sometimes not resurrected. Now when it comes to the area of sexuality, kol kvoda bas nevach pnima. Is it practiced today in any great way? The Gemara says, Achore ari, velo achore isha. Better walk behind the lion than walk behind the woman because it arouses improper thoughts. Is it practiced today? Atav esicha meisha. Everyone knows that from Pirkei Avos. Is it practiced today? Yes or no? Let's find out what happens. Let's turn to the Rambam. Rambam and Hilchos Ishus, talking about kol kvoda bas nevach pnima. That a woman's covered is in being absent from the public forum and I act only in the home. Rambam says, "Gnaihu leisha shatihiya yotza tamid pam b'chutz pam b'lechovos." I don't have to translate. I hope. "V'yesh lebal v'noa ishto mizeh v'lo yanichena lotzeis ela kamo pam machas b'chodesh or pam mayim b'chodesh kafi hatzorach." Once or twice a month, can she go outside the house? She ain't yofi leisha elaleshe bezavis beisa shekachas betorah kol kvoda bas melech pnuma. And the Rama even puts this into halacha in Eben Ezer. The isha lesargel asper leseis harbe she ain't here simply because the Rambam she ain't yofi leisha the beauty of a woman is leshe bezavis beisa to sit in the confines of her own house. Was this taken as very seriously? It certainly was. The Radvaz, in one of his Chuvas writes, "V'nasper chazal deveyam v'shiyurim ala kol hamashim shavos v'chol hamakomos shavim v'ikaratam hum v'sheyavo v'day hira." So let's discuss some of these items and see how we square that with what we do. Are we right or are we wrong? And if we're wrong, what can we do about it? The Turma Sadeshin, no, Turma Sadeshin lived in Ashkenaz, how long ago? Does anyone venture a guess? Mr. Sadeshin? The 15th century. He ended the latter part of the 1400s. He has Shaila about Achore Ari, below Achore Isha. And for some reason, the question was, are you allowed to walk in back of your mother or in back of the Rebbetzin? And he's Mitzadig Lakula. He says you're allowed to, against the Gemara's case of in Erevan of Achore Isha, Riyavel Achore Isha. Why does he say that? He says because Karkapon and Be'eshes Chover, if it's the wife of a Tabit Chochem, that basically he's talking about the Rebbetzin, she generally is dressed completely covered. She's completely covered, and besides that, there's Kvod HaTorah involved for her husband, because Eshes Chover, Reyek Chover, therefore it will not result in any bad hidhudim. And the same thing is true, Achrei Imo, First of all, one doesn't have such thoughts, and second, it's a begun in kibbud aim. 100 years later, the Lekha Yosha writes, Mutter lelech acha ishes eshes chover achi, but it was man hazeh, ein is horen klau, kolkach mu lelech acha isha. So 500 years ago, it already was a problem in the medieval Germany. It was already a problem that it was not being, the norm was not being carried out. In the Levush, also 16th century. The Levush says, Shorachain, Ein is Haran Achshar. Let me tell you, the Bach says that when you have a Shabbat office, and I see no reason why it shouldn't be true of a wedding too. If you have Shabbat brachas, what do you say at the benching, Sasha? Yes, you make the bracha, shahasimcha, the ma'ono. The Bach says, if it's mixed company, you don't make the bracha. How can there be simcha if men and women are in the same room? So, at one point, it became almost such that if you're going to keep this halacha, you never have Shabbat brachas. Because it was generally where people were mixed. So the Levush says, L'chein ein yizhoren achshav mulevorech shahasimcha b'ma'ono, the Levush says, you don't keep it, and even though it's mixed, even though it's men and women are together, you still can make the bracha shahasimcha b'ma'ono. Question, how do you justify it? So we have achronim, who are wrestling with the problem of the various kinds of halachas. One achron writes, shebizmanam haya efshar, he said, Amir Tashlemo, shebizmanam haya efshar, he zoi melecha sachar isha, ma'ashein kan bizmanenu, anyways, you're walking in the street in a city, even in a small city. You're not going to walk behind the women. So you move over to the side. What are you doing? Again, achorei isha. So he said it simply is unavoidable. There are more women in the street than men. Men are generally in the office. This is 400 years ago. Shahapritzus mitzuya harbe. Imagine what we say today. Ulesa'areinu haporutz beruba ala omeid. So the male complaining that the sexual, the level of sexual opkehitnish, of purity is very, very poor. Rachem b'makra mitzvah shetzorach lasus ken mitzana nimbus ein tam lahachmur b'zmaneinu. Psaka de levush. And in the case of, if it's not necessary for reasons of being simply polite, or mitzvah, ein lahachmur. Rav Waldenberg of the Tzitz Eliezer. Bizman ha-kodem la-yasa isha v'gila la-leches b'l'chov az-kiriya v'yisi ha-shemes b'yachas ha-beisa v'divri ha-rambam, because the Rambam, women never went outside. It was very much a society when women did not go outside. V'lechein ha-bgisha v'hibuch ha-chadeha b'l'chov v'yamevi b'yosa v'dehira. Avo ma she'en kan bizman hazeh. Shamatziyus lo-kein. It simply is not that way. Ela isha eni yeshevas b'riyakas e'beisa. Kibizman ha-kodem. U'regivin yosa b'riyas isha b'l'chov. But it's not unusual to see a woman in the street. And because it's not unusual, it doesn't mean that much. It doesn't add to the normal level of hira. Because it's a common thing. V'lachein kalkolosav t'kadosav v'ein kolkach ha-toch ha-shash hira b'halucha ha-chver k'fi oz. V'alkein hik heikir ha-tum ha-sadeshen v'shem haytaima kam'a v'shem haytaima. And he adds the efshem v'shem achshav mergolos ha-noshem ha-bei b'in ha-noshem, because women and men mix so much. Ein kan hidure ha-bei kolkach So you have here a statement that when the mitzvah changes, then the applicable halacha must follow suit. And that's only reasonable. Halacha was given to people to carry out in mitzvah. And if the mitzvah is such that the reason no longer applies, because the reason for achore isha, the reason for the other things was not to incite additional hivur, but if it doesn't incite additional hira because it's so common for men and women to mix, then the all these the shonim achronim paskun that way. The last one I mentioned in this respect is from the Rabbi Yosef and his Yabiya Omer. He quotes here, interesting for a Sfardish Rav to quote the Hasidish Sefer. He quotes the Derech Pekudecha. Derech Pekudecha was the Bnei Yisaskar. Mrs. Losa, it's a very important, very interesting work. The Derech Gedecha says, Masha Ein is Horen, this is, don't forget, you're not talking about a Hasidish, not your American Hasidic, but the European Hasidus, and by a man who was very much anti-modern, very much so, and brilliant. I must say, B'nai Sosna was one of my favorites for him. Really, it's just more of a Godish. So he says, Masha Ein is Horen Kokach, but Masha Tzibu Chazal al Tabasich on the Isha. I mean, to me, this is mind-blowing, because the Rebbe that I used to go to, if a woman came in for a kvittel, he would keep continuing, hardly come in. I mean, he says, and here was the great B'nai Yisrael saying, Ein is Horen Kokach, but Masha Tzibu Chazal al Tabasich on the Isha. Who the Erev, of course, the famous Gemara in Erevin. That Rabbi Yossi Aglieder was walking and he met Bruria, the wife of the mayor. And he said to her, Ezu Derech Lod. Three words, Ezu Derech Lod. How do I get to Lod? Probably was going to take the El Al airplane going someplace. Unfalosha, she answered him, Glili Shota, foolish Galilean. Le kacham lu kachamem atar besicha me'isha, hayalacha alamema be'ezu lelud. You said, you talk too much, I'm a woman. Instead of saying, Maha Derech Lod, you should have said, Ezu Lod. How do I... Now, how Lud? You said one word too much. So, actually, I don't know. I've always had my feelings about this Gemara. That I think she may have been sarcastic. She may have been sarcastic. Because it doesn't make sense. One extra word is going to be Tarba Sicha Me'isha. At any rate, that is the Gemara in Erevin. So now the Derech Kudecha says, the B'nai Sosra says, V'lomotzinu tamidei chachomim yerei Hashem sheyishkul beferes devayim shelo habesicha meisha. I never saw people in our generation, he says, that try to figure out, if you talk to a woman, how can you springe it in and concentrate it so you don't use a single extra word. And Sakasha, based on this Gemara, in Italy, api ani quotes the Levush, shebizman hazeh shadoshim mergolos beineinu, women are, it's not unusual, ein kan hirer avere kolkach, the same thing is true with regard to Altar Vesicha Misha. The Dafka Bismanam Shalaha Yoram Isha Bechus Shakov Kofuda Basnada Pnima Uvarias Isha Miyad Brahma De Hiruba Mashav Shabalev Masha Einkan Atar with an iron Shahanoshim Eiskas Bamasa Matan. Women are going to do business in Mergolas Benenu. We are accustomed to having them here. We would add not only do they do business, but they're doctors as well as nurses and they're lawyers and they're nuclear scientists and they're marine biologists. You name it, and they are there. So the society is mixed. The aim ha adam mispalei b'ri yasa b'sichasa l'veli dehira. A very practical, down-to-earth reason that Adoni has said all along, that because of the fact that most of society is mixed, therefore it doesn't incite hira any special sexual yearnings or the like or appetites, and therefore we're not makbid in these specific halachas which I mentioned. Finally, what I would call the tradition, our tradition, our Messiah's sexual ethics. The first one is yichud. Yeah, incidentally, about the other changes, I want to tell you there's reasoning for it. For instance, there are many times that Tosfos says with regard to not sex halachas, but all the other halachas, or many other halachas, where there's an obvious contradiction from Chazal to what science knows, what people know, what everyone's common knowledge, they say Nishtanu Ha'itim. Times have changed, or Nishtanu Ha'tivim. Either time has changed or nature has changed, the nature of society, because it's rare to have a change in actual Teva. As a matter of fact, when it comes to the various refuahs, various medicines mentioned in the Gemara, the Ga'anim had a ban on using them. So you're not allowed to use them, because then it was okay, but today medicine is much more advanced, and the times of the Ga'anim already, that they said you're not allowed to use the Mechrugas or Chazal. Mishtana Re'itim. In other words, with changing, it should never, Chas V'Chilul, be seen as opening the wedge to a kind of conservative, with a capital C, attitude to Halacha. Nothing of the sort. It simply is commonsensical that just as Tosfos said Mishtana Re'itim, with regard to other halachas, so here nishtansa hachevra, and therefore the reason no longer applies because of the different conditions. But that does not have any effect on the din of yichud. Yichud, or in English we call chaperonage, that you're not allowed to be miyached with a woman, with a single woman, and various halachas go with it. There's no mishtana or item here. It may sound, the whole halacha of yichud may sound strange, otherworldly, to people who are not b'nei Torah. They can smile at it. The smile is usually sarcastic or sardonic or cynical or humorous. Nothing of the sort. Read the papers and read of the increasing incident of date rape, and you'll know why yichud, why Chazal were matped on the din of yichud, and why it results in abuse of various kinds. Every kind of niyuf generally is practiced in private, and therefore yichud becomes a very serious matter. And it's as relative today as it ever was before. And I want to tell you something, your budding rabbis, I want to tell you that a Rav is not immune to the blandishments of the Eitz HaHara. Cases of clergy abuse of women and sometimes boys is not reserved for other people. It happens, unfortunately. Not only that, I would say that the bigger a person you are and more of a Talmid Chacham you are, the more difficult it is, because the Gemara says and if that means that the more you're serious about life, the more you have to be careful that the Eitz HaHara, which is, and these are good Freudian terms, the sublimated libido, does not get you into trouble. So if you're going to be at Rabbanim and a woman comes to you to consult you, leave the door open or have somebody else there at the same time. Take very much care, because you are human. You are one of the. You are part of what the Gemara said that Shloshet Dvarim Ein Adam Mitzvah Mein Manet Kol Hayom Menadav Mezarayis. You have to be careful of the Hurei Avera, which leads to Avera, and consider yourself one. No one is immune. Someone told me that in the early 1930s there was the conventional Agudas Yisrael. I think in Arimbar, I'm not sure, in 36, 35, whenever it was, and the Chofetz Chaim was there. And the Chofetz Chaim was sitting at the head table, and a waitress came over, and she had her sleeves up to here. She'd hear. Chofetz Chaim turned around to the man next to her and said, Vaz Mesi Vaz in the Zanim Alochim? He was over 90 then. He said, what does she think? We're angels? I mean, Kala Goda Mechavedei, Yisrael Goda Memenu. Bear that in mind, and be serious about it. Ethics. Several years ago, maybe, I don't know, 10, 15, 20 years ago, an article appeared in Moria, which is the a Torah journal that comes out in the Yisrael, published, I think, by Paul Aguda, I'm not sure, Moria. And the man wrote a problem on Evan Ezra, and he made a statement, a simple statement. The statement was, Oyele lezug shechayim chayim hanisirim b'fi ha'ashulchan aruch Evan Ezra. Said, how unfortunate for a couple that they live their life according to Evan Ezra. What he meant was very simple. He meant that every conflict between husband and wife has to be adjudicated by a rov according to the Din Torah. Who's right? He's right. She's right. If it comes to that point, that couple is in serious trouble. He didn't mean that they shouldn't observe the mitzvahs that are included in the Evan Ezra. But if you're going to live your life according to Evan Ezra, which means that every disagreement has to come to a blow of your conflict of egos, you're in trouble. And they had to, of course, rescind that because a storm broke out. How can you say such a thing? How can you say such a thing? It is correct, completely correct. I'll tell you something else that happened. I cannot, you know, I tried to do get some research done on it, and it hasn't worked because the Argamana Journal and his predecessor, the Morning Journal, are not, they're not indexed and cataloged. I can't trace it. Maybe some of you remember, maybe some of our people who are around in 10, 15, 18 years ago, there was an article on the front page of the Allgemeine, or the Morning Journal, by Moshe Bick, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. Moshe Bick was a graduate of Yeshiva. I think he was a graduate of, he even learned here anyway. And he became a very, very important Talmid Chacham and a Pesik and an Erech Yid of the First Order. But Moshe Bick was in Borough Park, and he was really a posik for one of the leading poskim of that generation, a generation ago. And he came out with a statement complaining bitterly about the rising rate of gittin, of divorce, amongst B'nai Yeshiva. He said, what's happening here? It was never heard of to have B'nai Yeshiva who have such a high rate of divorce. He said, something is wrong with their education. Something is wrong with their attitude. They're not prepared for marriage, and no one bothers to prepare them. And he cited several harrowing cases. A woman, Zabach, was in the midst of a miscarriage, and the husband left her because he had to go to a shir. Here she is, wallowing in blood, pain, and all the psychological things, and he has to go to a shir, so he simply left his wife by herself. That bothered him terribly. Another husband, he said, verbally abused his wife because they're poor, and she went over her food budget, basic foods. And so he overwhelmed her with abuse and had to come to it all. Other couples, he found out the only relationship they have is during relations. Otherwise, no kind of social give and take, no kind of love, no kind of ava, but just during relations. And he says something is terribly wrong with the way we are raising our generation. But that hit the press. There was an outburst from Lakewood to Satmar. They bombarded Pura Rav Dick, who simply spoke the truth, which is about the most dangerous thing you can do. And what happened was that a certain Rosh Yeshiva, who shall remain nameless, at his annual speech to the Aguda Convention, demanded of Rav Dick that he should say he was misquoted. So, the next issue, he said, I was misquoted. But he told everyone that he simply said it because he was under severe pressure and couldn't help himself. Do any of you recall that incident? How many years ago was it? Any idea? And it was about 20 years ago? Yeah. Anyway, that is unfortunate. It means that as a Rabbanim, you will be called upon to do things you have not been trained to do, and that is to educate people who come, young men and young women who come under your protective wings, to educate them properly, to let them know that marriage is not only about sex, marriage is about being a mensch. And being a mensch is very difficult, and you cannot rely upon people to be menschen simply because it's a natural thing. It's not a natural thing. Maybe it's a natural thing for a person to be a chaya and a behemoth. To be a mensch requires civilization. To civilize means to make civil. And therefore, we need it as much as anyone else. Remember that it's very important. When I was with Rabbanus, after a while, I decided simply telling them you have to have a kosher home, have Shmiras Shabbos and Taras and Mishpacha is not enough. You got to talk to them about conflict resolution. How do you argue with a wife or a husband so that you don't come to blows, chalila, and you don't break up a marriage? How not to say everything that you think because it can get you into irreparable harm? How to be a mensch? You've got to figure out a way how to, and there are ways of doing it. And it's important. And of course, not only as a Rabbanim, but as B'nai Torah, as Jews, remember never to use nivul peh. I've seen it all too often. You've got to be very careful. I mean, you know what the Gemara says in Shabbos, that hakol yodin kara nama nichnasa v'chupa. Everyone knows why people get married. V'chol hamanavo piv. If you have nivul peh by them, making an off-color remark about it, we've been talking about it at a chuppah, then even if you had 70 years of schuyos, you go right into Gehenim. Mechazal are very, very careful. This is not a matter of prudery. It's a matter of simple ethics, of etiquette, of morality. It should hold for Goyim as well as for Jews. Certainly for B'nai Torah. So, we have here, what we went through is the question of Hiro and its role. It's ubiquitousness, at the same time the need to control it. We've talked about those halachas, which because the Metzius has changed, then they have become relaxed, and we've talked about the etiquette or ethics of sex. So, we've got to keep the hedges strong.